I'm Steve Hennikoff. I'm a geneticist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center.
And Steve, you were talking about the centromere in this meeting and its importance in cancer development. Can you explain the thrust of your argument?
Well, first of all, you have to understand what the centromere is. The centromere is the point of attachment of a chromosome to pull it to the poles at every cell division. It's central to segregation of chromosomes. So every chromosome has one centromere, and if it has zero or two, you're dead. Centromeres have to do everything nearly perfectly. And the amazing thing about centromeres is that you would think that they would use DNA sequence in order to do this perfect process. But apparently they don't. They are maintained independently of DNA sequence, and we're trying to understand that. And it's turning out that it's the basic subunit of chromatin, called the nucleosome, that's very, very different. And it's so different that what we've been finding is it actually wraps DNA just the opposite of the way it's wrapped in the rest of the genome. So some fundamental difference in how you wrap the DNA around proteins at centromeres seems to be what's responsible for this remarkable behavior, and we're trying to work that out.
Why would it matter whether or not the chromatin is wrapped left or right?
Well, we can only speculate on this, but here's an interesting possibility. Let's think about what centromeres do. They have to be pulled upon, so there's all this force on the centromere that pulls it to the poles. I mean, when you actually watch chromosomes, you see them go very quickly to the poles. So there's a lot of force that's being exerted on it. Now, if you actually calculate how much force there is pulling on it, you'd have to worry a little bit about popping out nucleosomes and losing them. So what we think is going on is that it's been shown that actually if you pull on DNA, just pull on it from the ends, it actually starts to twist. It actually winds up, somewhat counterintuitively, before it eventually unwinds, up to about 30 piconewtons of force. That's kind of a lot of force. So what happens is we think that when you pull on it, it tightens up rather than pops out. So we think it's inherently better for staying in there and resisting the force.
It sounds like you've got a very good grasp about what's going on, but yet there's still lots of research to do in this area.
What I'm telling you is still pretty much speculative. A lot of what I've told you, we haven't even written up for publication. It's the way we're thinking about it, and we're testing various models. But I'm trying to give you a sense of how we think it all works. Some of what I told you, we've actually shown in both in vitro and in vivo, but of course only in a very simple model organism. And it's still unclear whether what I'm telling you about the wrapping is true in general. We think it is, but there's a lot to do there, even if we're right about it.
It sounds very exciting work.
Oh yeah, I've been doing this kind of thing for over 25, maybe 30 years. And this is, to me, the most exciting science I've ever done.
Final question. What do you think was the most valuable thing about this meeting?
Well, I think getting together and talking about the problems in the field and learning that we actually have similar and related ideas and fitting them together. For example, when John Stamatiotopoulos, he basically showed some of his newest data, and it was quite spectacular, and it made it clear to me that some of the ideas that we've been thinking about with respect to how dynamic nucleosomes are might be actually correct. But it came from looking at the results he presented, which were also new results. So sharing those kinds of observations and thinking about it and putting it together with your own observations made this quite a valuable day for me.